Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dan Regester.
Hey, Ross.
And Dylan.
Billy.
Billy boy.
How's it going, guys?
I've never been better in my entire life than I am in this exact moment.
I am in the same boat. This is the best me that I've ever been.
Well, yeah, you're Stroh's.
I'm flying high.
You know what it is, too? Before the show, we were listening to your song, Dylan.
Yeah, we listened to Heartache on the Dance Floor, which is the hottest new country song.
Let's go ahead and touch on this.
Sweeping the globe by so my man.
Explain yourself.
I just, a few weeks ago, I'm listening to the radio, and I happened to stumble upon Case 101, which is a terrible pop country music station here in Austin.
Yeah, you stumbled right upon it.
And well, I listened to Bobby Bones in the morning, so it was just still on.
It's a preset.
It's like catching your wife cheating and her saying she slipped and fell on the guy's dick.
Shouts to Bobby Bones and my boy Lunchbox, Austin Zone, Anderson High School. Shout out.
Okay.
Anyway, this song comes on. I'm like, this is so bad, but I just left it there, and my foot was tapping. I was beating on the steering wheel. All of a sudden, windows down. I'm like, heads out the window. I'm hanging halfway out. It's really dangerous, but I was doing it because the song is so good, and now I can't get enough of it.
Okay, as a guy who hates country music and everything that it stands for, this is truly what drives my hate. Songs like this, and it's by a guy named John Pardi, J-O-N-P-A-R-D-I, which,
listen,
first of all, terrible name.
Now listen, I fully acknowledge it is a terrible song.
John Pardi.
But this is the way I described it on Twitter. It scratches me right where I itch.
Heartache on the Dance Floor.
Yeah, it's so cheesy, so bad. The lyrics are just awful. But it's so catchy.
If your boy comes to you and he says, hey man, I wrote this country song. It's called Heartache on the Dance Floor. And I think my country song singing name is going to be John Pardi. You have to kick his ass.
Right. Yeah. But it's your boy, so you're going to listen.
Yeah. Maybe he's self-aware.
It's your boy.
Maybe you still jam, but you have to kick his
maybe
ass.
Maybe you respect his hustle. I don't know. He wrote a song about not approaching a woman on the dance floor.
Yeah. Moral of the story, shoot your shot when you have it.
Cut the check, John Pardi. You owe his money. Because your song is shit and you're shit.
Yeah, but he got the bag.
He was admiring a lovely young lady on a dance floor in a West Coast town.
At a honky-tonk.
And he wasn't able to approach her because he didn't know what to say.
Because he's a pussy.
He kept coming back to the bar like every night, hoping she would...
Like a sad little bitch.
Hoping she would return.
Hey. We've all been there, all right?
No, we have.
I am this guy. I think that's why it resonates with me so well. I can't approach an attractive woman like at the bar.
Just get more drunk.
Well...
That's the whole key.
Sure.
See, I don't approach other attractive women outside of the bar.
I wait for them to approach me, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think I've ever spoken to a woman in my entire life on my own volition.
I'm still terrified of women.
Fruition?
I'm terrified.
On my own, whatever, fuck it. Let's talk about
volition.
The World Series.
Volition.
Volition, thank you. That's the word.
Yeah.
On to the World Series.
Good word.
Astros-Dodgers now tied at 1-1 after what has to have gone down is 4.5 of the most ridiculous hours in sports. Ever.
That was one of the best baseball games I maybe have ever seen.
I think it was the best baseball game I've ever seen. Like from top to bottom.
Not only did your Stroh steal one of the first away games.
Yeah.
But they did it in dramatic, awesome fashion. How many home runs were hit in extras?
I think it was 9, 10, and 11, right?
Eight home runs.
No, there were 8 home runs total in the game.
Most ever in a World Series game. 5 in extra innings. Most ever in a postseason game. 3 by the Astros, most in the extra innings of a postseason game ever. But I believe that it's the most by one team in any extra innings ever, period.
Yeah,
if you think about it. Sorry, Dan, go ahead.
I believe it was the first time in the history of baseball that somebody hit a home run the 9th, hit a home run the 10th, and then hit a home run the 11th.
I mean, I have never been as up and down during a... It's not possible to be as up and down in watching a sporting event as I was during that game. Outside of baseball. Baseball's the only game that can set you up like this did.
I'm glad I had no stake in this game. I'm not a Dodgers or Nationals fan, and I just appreciate it for what it was. I didn't ride that emotional roller coaster that you did, thankfully.
It was miserable, and I'm used to games like this. Like you know how sports are. I mean, like the misery, if it turns out your way, the misery all works out and plays into the experience. But I'm used to it not panning out. From my side, and this was like new territory for me. When it was all said and done, I was laying on the floor in my living room. I watched the game in 3 different rooms. I had my shirt off like 2 different times. My dogs were terrified of me. Like they thought I was angry. You know, dogs, they don't know because they're dogs.
Right.
They don't know what the emotion of like sports happiness.
They don't understand baseball.
If I'm screaming fuck yes and pounding my fists on the bed,
They're terrified.
And one of my dogs is on the bed. She's like, what the hell did I do?
They think there's like domestic abuse is imminent.
They think bad shit's going down.
Yeah.
But really, it's just sports.
Sure.
They're also colorblind, so they can't really tell the
difference between
teams.
They don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
One of my dogs, I've got two. One can see the TV and everything happening on it, and the other one can't at all. It's bizarre. And
that's
so
weird.
One of them watches TV, the other one doesn't. Anyway, let's talk about the beginning of the game real quick. Vin Scully comes out to do the first pitch, the ceremonial first pitch. Vin Scully's a legend. No, I don't think anybody could disagree with that. This was
time.
A little odd, though, because I've never seen a professional sporting event. Like, the first pitch is a thing that has always gone down. Everybody knows this about baseball. I've never seen it made into this much of a spectacle, though. It was 5 minutes of stand-up comedy, basically, before he didn't even throw the first. I was like, this old man cannot throw the first pitch in that suit. It is not going to happen. So he does end up bringing out Steve Yeager and Fernando Valenzuela to throw out the first pitch. But it was just bizarre. And people were bitching about it on Twitter, which set me off a little bit, too, because it's like,
what was there to bitch about? The fact that he didn't throw out the first
that
pitch?
It took forever.
Oh.
But the thing is, it's Vince Scully.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let Vince Scully do whatever he wants to do.
I just don't understand why he doesn't come out of retirement for one series. Why not call, like, go out and call his last
Joe
World
Buck
series?
Was trying to say that he would, like, go pick him up and drive him to the stadium if he'd just come out of retirement and do one game. But, dude, he's 90 fucking years old.
If you remember last year, last year was his last year, and at the end there was a big internet push for him to call the World Series.
Right.
And he just refused to do it because he didn't want to make it about him.
And it would be. It would be. And I think it's a good call by him because if you saw the pregame spectacle, you know how big of a deal this guy is. And it kind of like almost overshadowed the entire first inning of the game. It was like, holy shit, Vin Scully.
Well, but I remember last year he would always go on tangents like he always does. But then like the internet would just like put all these clips. Like every other day, I felt like the internet put it up.
He's like, he's a pure entertainer.
Yeah, he's like, here's an awesome story by Vin Scully during the middle of a like summer Dodgers game.
Yeah, Vin Scully told a story for three innings and forgot to say anything about what was happening on the field because he's 90 fucking years old and has lived this incredible life. He's been in broadcasting for the Dodgers for like 69 years or something like that. Like some crazy amount of time.
He moved 69. With them from LA from Brooklyn.
It's nuts.
Holy shit. What year was that?
1864.
But he's also one of the, especially in LA, he's been famous for that long and no one has ever said a bad word about him.
No, it's crazy.
Like, it's not like Harry Carey was drunk, but he was beloved, or
damn.
Why are you shitting on Harry Carey, man?
Or Milo Hamilton, longtime Astros and Braves announcer, who was sort of known as a prick.
Everyone, I think Milo's going to come out and do tomorrow, by the way.
I'm looking forward to it, but everyone said nice things about
him. Is Milo Hamilton a prick? I never heard that about Milo.
I've heard that. He kind of, the thing that I heard is that he lobbied super hard to get into the Hall of Fame. And then as soon as he got in, he signed everything, like even his checks. Milo Hamilton, HOF.
Okay, that's fucking awesome.
I would do that, too.
That's the dream.
Yeah. His name is Milo, dude.
I do that.
Once you get the opportunity to make your name cooler, if your name is Milo, you have to put HOF at the end of that shit. Anyway, Vin Scully, it was cool. People were upset. Everybody needs to chill out. If you live to be 90 years old and you contribute to society in a way that makes you a living legend, you should be allowed to do whatever the fuck you want.
Sorry to interrupt. Milo Hamilton died in 2015, so he probably won't be there tomorrow.
I heard he was going to be there.
I'm glad you figured that out.
They're actually going to use a hologram, kind of like Tupac style.
Okay. So whoever told you that he might show up, that's a bad source. You need
a
to cross
guy,
that source off
a
your
guy
list.
Legit tweeted at me yesterday, like, and he was clearly kidding that Milo's going to come out and do the game on Friday. And at no point was I like,
it didn't
oh,
click.
Milo's dead.
Yeah.
Like, nah, he's not coming.
It would be fucking cool if they did like the Tupac hologram thing of Milo Hamilton throwing a pitch to like another dead guy.
No, I wouldn't like that. That's weird.
It would be pretty weird.
To me, that's weird.
Be weird.
Or just take like clips of his audio from the years of broadcasting and then somehow make it work.
Oh, God. That's so creepy. But like we said, 8 home runs, most ever in a World Series game. It was nuts. Keuchel has come out today and said that he believes the balls are juiced. This has been a long topic of conversation.
Well, it was 103 degrees. I feel like it's a lot easier to hit home runs.
It was 103 game one.
The home run that Justin Turner hit in game one, that's a ball that should never be a home run. First of all, he hit it like not on. He didn't catch it with the barrel.
Right.
It was a pop fly, and it just carried
Dude,
and carried.
But
and
every
carried.
Series I've watched in this postseason has had multiple home runs like that. Every single one.
The balls probably are a little juiced.
Well,
that's the only way to get the home run numbers back up.
I want to make a differentiation. A juiced baseball, to my understanding, would be if they corked it with more cork than they're supposed to
be.
There
are probably other ways to do it. I think if they're wound a little tightly.
That's what they are doing.
Okay.
I think that's all but been confirmed at this point, is that they're manufacturing the balls different than they used to. And, of course, Major League Baseball is not going to come out and be like, yeah, no, it's definitely more exciting if more home runs are hit, so we're making the balls a little different.
It's actually a lacrosse ball.
That would be sick.
Yeah, because,
like 800 feet.
During the whole, the juiced era, which was, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s.
Awesome.
Home run, everyone's hitting home runs. And then they
they were like, oh, you guys can't do steroids.
They came down on steroids, and the home run numbers fell dramatically. They really did. And now I think this is a record year for home runs.
Well, it turns out it's easier to hit a home run if you're a fucking juice head.
Yeah.
With biceps the size of a human head.
By the way,
to their point,
100% I would have done steroids.
Yeah, absolutely. Pitchers were doing steroids.
It's almost stupid
too,
not to.
Some of them. Clemens.
Kind of evened
HGH.
It out.
That's how you stack paper.
Pettit, I believe.
Pettit, HGH as well. Yeah, it was for injury recovery.
Something had to be done to get the numbers the way they are now.
No, I'm totally down with this. I hope they're winding up. But if they need to find a sweet spot, because you don't want it to get too crazy. And if pitchers are starting to get frustrated because they think they're giving up home runs that should be pop flies,
yeah,
that's not good. So you want, I think, it's just something they need to be careful about is all I'm saying. Because Keuchel's frustrated. One of the home runs that they hit yesterday in game two, the Yankees hit, you could tell Verlander was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. That's a pop fly.
Yeah.
Does heat make the air thinner?
Okay, so they keep talking about how because it's hotter, it's easier to hit home runs. Riddle me this. Why the fuck is it so easy to hit home runs in Colorado? I thought the altitude, isn't it colder there and then the air's thinner?
That's only about the thin air.
That's just thinness.
Because the higher you go, the thinner the air is. So the ball, there's less resistance.
So what's
the
heat
air
thing?
I don't know.
Because being a guy from Houston, it's where it's humid as fuck. Heat has always equated to humidity with me, and humidity is bad.
Well, heat
that's
and
water
humidity
in the air.
Are
two different things.
Yeah, they're not always.
I feel like humidity
correlated
would make the air not as thin.
I have seen a study that
thicker.
Yeah. I have seen a study that a colder baseball will travel farther.
Okay, put your baseball in the cooler.
It has nothing to do with the air around the baseball. That's just the actual baseball. If you take it out of a freezer and hit it, it's going to go farther than a
well. Anyway,
room temperature
there's some science behind this heat thing because they keep talking about how because it's so hot, the ball is traveling. But
I think we need a backdoor cover sports science minute.
We do. We need to get Bill Nye in here.
We just get drunk and make shit up about science and
no, we do science. It's like we do science.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We need to talk about iron ore again.
Yeah.
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 What that's for.
I buy the juice ball theory. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm in on that. Big hero of the game, George Springer. 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts in game 1, which is not what you want.
Golden sombrero.
That is a humiliating performance for your number one hitter in game 1 of the World Series. That's not what you want. Hero in game 2. Fucking monster.
And if you have a haircut like that, you can't be going 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts.
Let's talk about the haircut. All these dudes that have this haircut in the majors, it's a lot of guys. It's a bad haircut.
It's the George Springer. A couple guys in the Dodgers have it as well.
Correa has it.
It's
essentially like a fuckboy haircut, but they slash up the sides, like they put detail in the fade and shit.
It's a fade, and then it comes to the back, and then it's long down the middle. There's like a long strip.
Springer basically has a rat
tail. Kind of a mohawk, but not really because it's the same length on top. It's like a mohawk in the back only. It's a trash look.
Yeah, I gotta ask for a few lines next time I go to the barber.
Dan, you would be the guy in the office to get lines if anyone were to do.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
It's a trash haircut. It's a trash look that you can only get away with if you're a professional baseball player. And even then, you better be a damn good one.
And there's something about baseball players that they embrace, the trashiness of their look. That's been a thing for the last, decade or so. It used to be, baseball style was super clean cut for the most part.
Yeah.
I think that was just the Yankees.
And then I don't know, man.
The Red Sox used to be the anti-Yankee where they just had ridiculous haircuts and beards.
You're talking about, the 90s.
No, the early 2000s.
I have something to say about Dallas Keuchel's beard, too, when we get to it.
It's not good.
Well,
I'm not a fan of the Keuchel
beard.
It's
long and it's gnarly, which is cool, but he, has it manicured.
That's the thing that
is
upsetting.
Like, around his lip and chin area, and it's, it's too manicured.
Yeah, but as a beard guy, you don't want, the hair growing over your mouth.
No, you don't.
I'm not talking trimmed. I'm talking, perfect angles and edges around his mouth.
And
it's stupid looking.
It's he puts something in.
He spends time in the mirror before he goes out there.
It's less of a man beard and more of like a
It's a style, you know,
it's a pretty boy.
Pitchers are fucking weirdos, I don't know. They're fucking weirdos. But he's, you know.
He's getting a lot of FaceTime when he's on the mound.
He could do whatever he wants. Yeah. No, and we're Beard City in Houston. We've got beard stars for some reason.
So he'll be pitching, what, game five?
No. Yes. Five. Yes. Also wanted to touch on Yasiel Puig. I've known this dude was a nut. I hadn't followed him like the last year as much. I had no idea he got sent back to the minors at one point as part of his storyline.
Forgot how to hit the baseball.
Fucking no idea. That's such a weird thing about baseball to me, that you can like go completely be one of the best players in the world, have some shit go wrong with your mechanics, and then mentally have to be sent back with like these fucking amateurs.
You're just broken mentally.
It's crazy, man. It's seriously, it's aside from golf, the most cerebral sport by far. Like if you get in your own head, you're fucked. It's over. You need more than a sports psychologist.
Slumps are very real.
It's crazy.
Very real.
And I'm like a head case as a normal human. Like I can't imagine what a slump would do to me. I'd crumble. You'd never see me again.
I mean, I played high school baseball. I'm not going to compare it to major league baseball. Me too. Thing, but I would have slumps at the plate. Like I was a designated hitter, so if I wasn't hitting, I wasn't producing.
I had a slump my entire baseball career.
And like if I had a slump, I would go like 0 for like 4 straight games. I would lose my fucking mind, and I would like I would throw shit. I wouldn't talk to people in the
calling
dugout.
Your mom
like,
a bitch.
I was telling everybody fuck off. It was bad.
Just angrily masturbating.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he's pulling his dick out on the bench.
All right. Well, to get back to Puig, I had no idea, or I had forgotten. Like, have you ever heard this dude's story? First of all, how he was like smuggled here from Cuba. Yeah. He's one of those guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The shit's crazy. I watched like the ESPN. What? It's not 30 for 30. What's the other thing they do? Like. E60. I watched that shit. The E60 on Puig is crazy. You should watch it if you haven't. But I had lost track of how fucking nuts this guy is. He is a total psychopath.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is awesome. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge Puig guy.
The tongue stuff is a little much for my taste.
No, I'm all about
that. It's too much tongue.
Making out with your bat, biting your bat, kissing your bat, licking your bat, sticking your tongue out every given opportunity.
Now, the tantrum he threw in left field after he
right
missed.
Right field.
Right field, sorry. It was almost an incredible catch, by the way.
An incredible tantrum.
Yeah, great tantrum. The
he
glove
took off
slam.
His glove and spiked it like Gronk spikes a football.
I did that in Little League many times.
He's a fucking loose cannon. He's fucking crazy. Dude, at any point, can you imagine being like a waitress at a restaurant who accidentally spills something on Puig? He's going to beat you to death. This guy, it's insane to me that he hasn't had more issues off the field, because this dude has, I've never seen anybody go from diving, almost making a spectacular catch, like the time between the catch going afoul and, no pun intended, and him getting up and throwing a fucking tantrum, he didn't even miss a beat.
Did you see what he did after his home run?
He just set the bat down.
That was cool.
He's a badass.
I appreciated that.
You know why he did that? Because Correa pimped the shit out of his home run and did the tongue.
So he just threw it out.
So Puig, but they're apparently those guys all have a good relationship. Like they asked Puig about it after the game, and he wasn't like he could have easily been like fuck those guys.
You don't think Correa's gonna catch one in the ribs next game?
Nah. I think all these dudes. What Puig said was essentially like, I'm just happy for everybody who's like Latin American or Hispanic or Cuban or whatever that can get out here and like be a representative of their culture, which is a weird fucking answer. But he's the weirdest motherfucker on the face of the earth. His hair. Speaking of guys with crazy ass hair,
it's red and
it's blue.
Blue.
It's Dodger blue.
Red on the side.
Yeah, red details in the fade. I could not stop. And I love that, like, he's so interesting. Every time he's doing anything, they zoom as far in on his face as they can to get all of the emotion and detail of his insanity.
He's having fun out there, though.
At one point, he caught, like, a fucking pop fly or a line drive or some shit in right field. And there was a dude on second that, you know, Puig has a cannon. He wanted the guy to make a run for it, to like try to take third, and he didn't. He would have been out by 20 feet, but he just stood there, and the look that he gave, I think it was Marwin Gonzalez, for not running was like, you fucking pussy.
Dude, there was a standoff like
that.
He
wanted him to go so bad.
There was a standoff like that. I believe it was Kenny Lofton and Deion Sanders way back in the day.
Yeah, it was Deion-esque.
I think Deion was on third base, and Lofton caught like a routine fly ball and left, and he stood there and like, go. Like, I dare you to go. They had like a stare off for like 10 seconds, and finally he went. I think he threw him out. I'm
Dude,
not sure.
They brought up Deion when this happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, that was like a fucking Deion Sanders stare down. Yeah. Like, I think they didn't think he'd throw... it looked like he might have pump faked because he throws the ball so hard that you don't even see it leave his fucking hand. And then he was just standing there. It was, anyway, most entertaining sporting event I maybe have ever watched ever.
Incredible yep. baseball game.
And I can't even remember the last time a team was this loaded like the Dodgers are between their starting rotation, their bullpen, and their lineup. This is...
It's a stupid...
It's bizarre.
It's a stupid
this
lineup.
Is a How, crazy good team.
Like, the Astros are the closest thing in terms of depth, but they have no bullpen by comparison.
Yeah, and the starting rotation is not great besides Keuchel and Verlander.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, McCullers is pretty fucking good, but yeah.
But the lineup is sick for
yeah.
the Astros.
Yeah.
It's as good as anyone well, in the league.
To and touch then, on the pitching and the Dodgers and the...
Their strategy?
They've got this weird strategy of, and I don't know if I've ever seen this implemented to the extreme degree that they're doing it, which is where...
It's like if your name's not Clayton Kershaw...
You're done after five innings.
You don't basically. You don't want to go against the same hitters a third time.
Right.
Yeah, they don't want you to... Like,
they
they're
play
playing the numbers.
Hardcore analytics with it.
Yeah.
And they ran out their entire bullpen last night. They had no more people in the bullpen.
And it's like
Zero.
A historically good bullpen that somehow you guys got to them.
I thought the fucking game was over. When they went up 3-1, I was like, oh, that's repeating game one. I mean, we're done. It's over. We're not going to score. But then it was a miracle. Repeated miracles.
Team of destiny.
Fucking nuts. Cannot wait for game three. 7:09 Central Time, Friday in Houston. I've got like a bunch of my high school friends coming into town, and we're doing like a watch party. We've had this trip planned for months that everybody's going to come to Austin. From like Dallas and Houston and wherever the hell else everybody is. And just so happens now it's going to coincide with a World Series game that's probably going to kill all of us. I thought I was going to die during this thing at one point last night. Like, I was having heart palpitations.
That's game two.
Game two? They got potentially five fucking more of these things, man.
It might go seven.
Oh, if it goes to seven, I will need to be medicated heavily. I'm not kidding. I can't do that, man. There's no way.
Yeah, so if you have the plug, if you're listening right now.
I've got my own plug.
Hit us up on the hotline.
You talking about for meds?
I'm looking out for you.
I've got the meds. I've got the professionally, legally prescribed meds. All right. Anyway, that's the World Series. Thursday Night Football, the NFL. We got the 4-2 Miami Dolphins led by one Jay Cutler up against Baltimore. Miami or the mybookie.ag line is Miami -3. The over-under is 37.5. How is Miami 4-2? Who have they played? How is Jay Cutler?
I have no idea.
Wait, is Cutler hurt?
Yeah, but they said he's going to play.
Okay. Matt Moore looked decent, right, on Sunday?
The Jay Cutler-led Miami Dolphins are somehow 4-2 in the NFL.
I have not watched either of these teams play a single game. So I know from betting on Baltimore that they've been up and down.
No, I remember watching the Miami like London game where they scored like 10 points.
I watched
there.
Some of that.
I saw Miami play the Jets last week, and
wow, that's bad.
They were down 14 in the fourth quarter. Then Jay Cutler left. Matt Moore brought them back pretty heroically, and the Jets just started throwing the worst interceptions you've ever seen. They threw one with like 30 seconds left that was so stupid, so ill-advised.
Who's their quarterback?
It's one of the McCown brothers.
It's Josh McCown.
Yeah, Josh or Luke?
It's Josh.
I don't know. He's fucking terrible, too. So I don't. It's hard to say how good they are, but
the thing
it was one of the most pathetic. Like they lost the lead. They got down three. They went down. They scored to tie it. The Jets, that is. Then they get the ball back with 40 seconds. He throws a back-breaking interception.
The thing about the Jets, too, is everyone thought they were just going to be really bad in tank for like the first overall pick, but they've won a few games, so they've completely like taken themselves out of the like
idiots.
Early draft picks.
Idiots.
They'll win like five or six games.
Can't even tank right.
No.
Flacco, former Super Bowl MVP, is now the 31st ranked passer.
Is he elite?
He does not appear to be elite at the moment, although he has in the past.
He's won a Super Bowl.
Anyway, trash game for a trash season.
I don't think I'm watching this game tonight.
I might take the night off from sports because I need it.
I think there's a few like Sun Belt games tonight or something I might watch.
I will say my pick is Baltimore +3. Because why not? I don't know.
Baltimore +3 at home. Home dog.
Yeah, I'll take Baltimore too.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
Dude, they got
Let's
a good
ride.
Defense still. And it's Jay Cutler. And he's not healthy. Also, he's Jay Cutler. He could care less. Also, it's the Dolphins.
He couldn't care less.
Also, I feel like Baltimore has a few weapons.
Couldn't care less. Thank you.
They have a few guys.
They used to. I don't know who they have anymore.
I don't even know. Is Perriman good at?
Jay Cutler will not play tonight. He is set to return week 9.
Huh.
Oh, God.
Does that change anyone's picks?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to ride with Matt Moore. I'm going to go Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay with the Baltimore.
I'm sticking with Baltimore as well.
I like Matt Moore.
Fuck Matt Moore.
It's been in the league for like a decade.
Yeah.
Same role.
Make good money.
Yeah.
Stay healthy, Matt. Moving on to college football. All the lines we're about to run through are current as of 2 p.m. Wednesday Central Time, provided by mybookie.ag.
We got a good week.
Do we?
We got a hell of a week.
Finally. Fuck. Let's run through these things. 4 games between ranked teams this week. Number 11, Oklahoma State at number 22, West Virginia. The mybookie.ag line is OK State minus 7.5. The over-under is 73. Exclamation point.
That's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. Dylan, thoughts, feelings, picks?
Oh, typical trash, defenseless Big 12 game. that's a lot of West Virginia. You know what? They might outright win this game.
West Virginia?
It's in Morgantown.
It's in Morgantown.
Yeah, I'll take West Virginia,
plus 7.5.
I'm going to go Oklahoma State to cover. West Virginia, my boy, Will Grier. He's going to put up a fight.
Why is he your boy?
I love Will Grier. I've been touting Will Grier all season.
Just because you love him. Okay.
Yeah. They're good enough to keep up for like 3 quarters, but their defense is, I think, is like 111th in the country.
That's not good.
Mason Rudolph is going to have a field day. Washington's going to have a big game. Oklahoma State pulls away in the fourth quarter, probably wins by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
All right. There you go. Second matchup, number 2, Penn State at number 6, Ohio State. The mybookie.ag line is Ohio State minus 6.5. Over-under is 57.5. This is a fucking great game.
Great game. It's supposed to be bad weather. It's supposed to be cold rain.
Just classic, nasty like gridiron.
40-degree rain. Nothing better than that.
Penn State will outright win this game. So, obviously, they're covering
so
plus 6.5.
Yeah, so the... Are you taking a money line or are you taking the spread?
I mean,
points.
I'll take fuck the points. It. Let's go money line.
You can't, there's no point in doing that. You're just putting yourself at more
I'm
risk.
I'm going money line. Like live dangerously.
Okay, that counts against your record.
I don't give a fuck.
I'll take Penn State plus 6.5, like a normal person.
Dylan, I like where your head's at.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
So Urban Meyer is 21-1 off a bye in his career.
That's pretty good.
But JT Barrett in his last 3 games against top 25 teams is 53 for 100, 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and 144 yards per game. Not ideal.
That's bad.
When he's playing good teams. He's been having a good like second half of the season because he's been feasting off teams like Army, UNLV, Rutgers, Maryland, Nebraska. Nobody really good. Like Army's probably the toughest team he played. It's going to be cold. Like I said, it's going to be raining. Barrett is also notoriously bad in bad weather games.
Would you get this weather report?
I looked it up. I looked at the weather report for Columbus.
Weather.com?
Weather.com. You think it's going to be a revenge game for Ohio State because they lost to Penn State last year in Happy Valley. But they were the team that made the playoff last year. So I feel like Franklin could probably spin it into a revenge game for Penn State. Also, I don't know why. I just got a call. Sorry. The defense has some dudes that don't get enough credit. I think Penn State's defense is legit.
Can you just tell us you got a call so that we know you're popular? Because it
didn't
have any effect on the show.
I was trying to read my
notes.
Oh,
your notes. Yeah, your notes.
Yeah. I think Penn State and the points is a lock.
We get it. People call you.
Yeah, I know. And then, but I love the Nittany Lions. I want to take the money line. Wow. And also, I want to take the under. I think hammer the under 57.5.
And me with the points.
Bad weather. Hammer the under.
A quick fact on this game. Urban Meyer is 21-1 all-time after a bye, but he's also 20-0 his last 20. The last time he lost a game after a bye, he was the coach at Bowling Green, and yes, he lost to Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's JT Barrett.
Wow. A lot of information being thrown at you here, listeners. I hope you're taking
just
notes.
Just trying to give the gamblers
fucking
information, man.
Hey, I'm glad that you do it because I don't have it. Next matchup, number 4, TCU at number 25, Iowa State. The mybookie.ag line is TCU minus 6. Over-under is 48.5. Dylan?
TCU minus six at Iowa State. I will take TCU. They will cover that 6 points.
I will also take TCU.
That is a good call.
You taking it as well?
I am taking TCU minus six because PGP's own Dave Ruff has been on the money whenever he talks about TCU.
And we all says, TCU boys?
He says they're going to cover. So I trust Dave Ruff's
Dave's
opinion.
Dave's a TCU boy?
He's been, I don't know, for whatever reason, I ask him week in and week out about TCU. It's like, are they going to cover this spread? Are they going to cover this spread? And he has not been wrong.
Wow.
So shouts to Dave Ruff.
Inside information from noted postgradproblems.com writer David Ruff.
Plus, I mean, Texas went into Ames earlier this season and covered this, I think it was seven point spread. So I feel like TCU
true
is a better team than Texas. Granted, we have Kemp playing for Iowa State, different quarterback, but I'll also go TCU.
Next matchup, number 14, NC State at number 9, Notre Dame. Notre Dame is minus 7 on mybookie.ag. The over-under is 48. Dan, why don't you give us your thoughts before we make our picks on this one?
All right. So 70% of all money on this game is on Notre Dame, the Golden Domers.
Is that really what they're called?
It's one of their nicknames.
One of the many things they're called?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Golden Domers.
They've made a living cashing in on turnovers. They've scored 13 touchdowns on 17 of their takeaways, which is pretty good conversion rate. They're just feasting on other teams' mistakes. But Ryan Finley, the quarterback of NC State, hasn't thrown an interception in 313 pass attempts. That's going back to last year.
Good streak.
Yeah.
You probably just jinxed the fuck out of them.
The Wolfpack have had, they're coming off a bye, had an extra week to prepare. Their coach, Dave Dern, has made it public that he doesn't appreciate how every year Notre Dame gets to pick 5 ACC teams to play every year, but they're not part of the conference. They're an independent, but they kind of like hand select who they play, and they don't contribute like any money.
That doesn't seem fair.
No. So he has kind of like his own personal vendetta against Notre Dame. He's had this circled
old Dave
since the ACC media day.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, you know what you're getting with them. They're going to run the ball down your throat. NC State has a really awesome like front four.
Let me ask you something. Why does it have to be down your throat? Everybody else says this. They're going to run the ball down your throat.
What do you want to, like, up your ass?
Should be
like,
up your ass?
There are lots of holes to pick from.
Up your urethra?
I just wondered that how down your throat became the...
Through your ear?
There you go. Through your pee hole. That's what I want. They're going to run the ball through your pee hole.
Oh, that sucks.
We could start that.
That would suck. That would suck much worse than your throat.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Like it's you a smaller hole.
Bit. Very painful.
Smaller hole.
Sure.
To fit a human in.
Sure.
A whole human.
Ooh.
Like an oil change?
Now I'm just picturing a penis with a human inside of it.
Oh.
Usually it's the other way around.
That's a tiny human.
That's the other
you
way
put
around.
The penis inside of a human.
Yeah, it's true. That's how you
sex
make...
Dan, that's how sex works. Oh, man. We're making jokes here, Dan.
All right, Dan.
We like to have fun here.
Keep going with your notes.
I'm rattled.
You should be. You should be.
Oh, God. I think Notre Dame wins, but I think NC State covers. Give me the points.
Dan, make a fucking... I mean, Dylan, make a...
Don't yell at me, man.
Make a pick, dude.
Oh, fuck. NC State plus 7 for sure.
I'm with Dan. Is that what you did?
You're with NC State, yeah.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
So we're all...
We're all NC State boys today.
That's great.
We're all Wolfpack.
Everybody is part of the Wolfpack.
There's a 3-man Wolfpack right here.
All right, we got some other games here.
Just guys busting balls.
This area of the show is called Dan's Slate.
Yeah, we'll make it quick.
Which is pretty much what we did, but this is just a quicker version of it.
Yeah. Penn State, money line, I said. NC State, plus 7. Vandy, plus 7 over South Carolina. Texas Tech, plus 20 over Oklahoma. And Lane Kiffin's FAU, minus 7 over Western Kentucky. Lock it up.
And that was Dan's Slate. Thank you for joining us. Dan's Slate is brought to you by Man Outfitters. If you want, you can get 10% off your entire order on Man Outfitters by using the code SPORTS at checkout. We just restocked all kinds of great shit, including grayers, great sweatshirts, comfortable, classic, relaxed fit, great for lounging.
Don't forget about that True Grit.
Everybody wants to lounge. True Grit, also great for lounging, it could be argued.
Ton in stock.
Bunches. We got your size, baby. Check it out. Use the code SPORTS, get 10% off at manoutfitters.com. Vineyard Vines, all stocked up right now. Apparently, we've got some corduroy pants. I can't pull those off, but you might be able to. And stretch long sleeve polos from Vineyard Vines, which are supposed to be just so fucking comfortable. They stretch.
I'm all about comfort.
Over your rippling biceps. You know what I'm saying?
You talking to me specifically?
You specifically, yeah. Not Dan. Dan, do Dan's some curls. Rippling. Sports. 10% off your entire order between now and Halloween. But it should be said, after October 31st, the code SPORTS will expire for manoutfitters.com.
Then you don't know what the hell we're going to do.
Well, you literally don't, because we're not going to have a code for a while.
Oh, shit.
So you better get your fucking act together.
Is that real talk, Micah?
Hit manoutfitters.com. Get yourself some True Grit. Get yourself some Grayers, some Vineyard Vines. Stock up for the winter, the rest of fall. You want to look good. Use the code SPORTS. 10% off your whole order. Manoutfitters.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to talk NFL, NHL, NBA. Take some hotline calls, and then we're going to tease you. If you're a big Game of Thrones fan, we are doing the Knights Rewatch on Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, our Game of Thrones podcast, starting back with Season 1. We're only through a few episodes so far. Plenty of time for you to jump on. We're doing one podcast episode per episode of the show to be as prepared as we can for the final season of Game of Thrones. Come join the Knights Rewatch. Subscribe to Oysters, Clams, and Cockles on iTunes. All right, we are back. Time to talk NFL. That's the National Football League, run by one Roger Goodell. All the lines we discuss are provided by mybookie.ag, as you know. Sunday at noon, we've got Oakland. I'm assuming these are all Central time. I don't know. They might be Eastern. No, they're Central. Sunday at noon, Oakland versus Buffalo. Raiders are 3-4. Bills are 4-2. The line is Buffalo -2 on mybookie.ag. Over-under is 45.
Noon kickoff on the East Coast. Traveling cross-country.
Interesting.
You buy into that?
I do buy into that. I think the travel shit has an effect. I do.
No Marshawn Lynch. He's practicing with high schoolers.
He's been suspended for making physical contact with a referee, which is very Marshawn of him. Yes, Dan, tell people why you said he's practicing with high schoolers.
There's a video of him on Twitter practicing with high schoolers.
He's trucking like
with his own high school, with his old high school, just fucking brutally running over children.
Or throwing them down, yeah. It took like 12 of them.
You know the kids have more fun, than, though.
More kids than...
It's all about the kids, Bill.
...are allowed to be on the field are taking them down. It's like 12 guys.
Kids are getting CTE.
Kids are our future.
They are. The future of CTE.
How do you think Oakland feels about paying Marshawn that kind of money and then he's out on the practice field?
Do you think he ran it by the team?
No.
Or just did it?
Have you ever watched an interview with Marshawn Lynch? You think he hit up the team to be like, oh, y'all, are y'all cool if I...
It's funny. He has his Oakland Raiders helmet. Like he just... he like took
on
it
on the field. Pads. Like he took it from the stadium. Yeah, from the fucking locker. I like Buffalo -2, frankly.
I like Oakland.
I like Oakland, too. I don't think Marshawn's that big of a deal.
No, I don't either. I don't think it's that big of a difference maker, but I don't know. Buffalo -2.
It was cool last week when he was just sitting in the stands after he got ejected.
Yeah, that was pretty weird. He's a weird cat.
He is.
Football's better with him, though. We got Texans Seahawks at 4:05. What?
The line is...
4:05, that can't be fucking right.
3:05.
The line is -5.5, but you don't say which team is...
It's Seahawks -5.5. The game's in Seattle. Rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson in Seattle. Everybody knows Seattle's a tough place to play. You Seahawks know, are 4-2.
Is it still tough?
It is. It's loud as shit,
I hate to do it, but I'm taking the your Houston Texans here.
5.5 points is too many points.
Yeah.
That's too many points. I think if Seattle wins, they win by 3.
And Seattle can't really score, can they?
Texans defense has been spotty in the secondary. But, dude, you never know what you're going to get with the Seahawks offense.
Yeah.
I hate Russell Wilson.
I hate him, too.
Not just as a quarterback, just as a
No,
as a
I hate
man.
Him as a person.
Yeah.
I hate him. I hate his personality.
He's a cheese dick.
Big fan of his wife.
And he has two lazy eyes, also, which is rare.
I guarantee he's been cucked by Future. I hate Pete Carroll.
Well, technically, Future got cucked by him.
No. That you don't get... You don't... Well, they have now.
Well,
they have.
There was no cucking.
Technically, there was no cucking. Pete Carroll has been cucked at some point.
Sure.
By choice.
He's a 9/11 truther.
Is a 9/11 truther. A total piece.
Really?
The gum-chewing maniac 9/11
Fuck
truther.
Fuck that guy.
I didn't know that.
Fuck that guy. Texans +5.5 is the move here. Texans money line sprinkle if you're feeling
he's
dangerous.
He's so young and spry for his age.
Pete?
Yeah.
He's the demon.
He's energetic.
It's that California life.
Fucking gun. No, it's not. That's not what it is.
Let's go to the next one.
Pick it. You have to make a pick.
He did.
I did.
He went Texans.
Dan has to.
I'm going to go Texans as well.
All right. Cowboys Skins Sunday at 4:25. 2-3-3 teams battling it out in a division rivalry for the ages.
I'm going to take the Cowboys for one major reason here.
They're minus two. Cowboys minus two over 49.
Dylan, what is that reason?
We them boys.
Man, I got to tell you, that is shocking to me.
We them boys.
Every
Micah,
week.
Micah, are we?
Just, solid
you're
analysis.
Just going to do this
Micah,
every
Micah?
Week?
Micah?
Can you add?
Yeah, we them boys.
Can you, in fact, confirm?
That's great. Really great, guys.
I don't know if you knew this, but we them boys.
We them boys.
God, I fucking hate the... I'm going Skins plus two. Skins money line.
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Sunday night, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are somehow 5-2 now, against the Detroit Lions, 3-3, who have kind of tapered off after a hot start, or a hotter-than-people-expected start, anyway.
Stafford realized he got his money.
That, too. Steelers minus 2.5, over-under's 45. This is... I don't want to, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
I got Detroit.
Yeah, give me the home dog.
Lock it up.
Give me the Lions.
All right. All right. Monday night game is Denver at KC. We will make a pick on the Monday show, on the Monday podcast. So you'll have to come back on Monday to hear what we think
about
Broncos, Chiefs.
Give me Kansas City. I don't care what the line is.
Dan's going blind here, folks.
For the second straight week.
God damn it, Dan. God damn it. If you need a place to place your bets.
A place to place.
Place to place them. Go to mybookie.ag. You can use the code BACKDOOR to activate a deposit bonus of up to 50% on mybookie.ag today. You've got extra holiday cash coming in soon, very soon. You know where to spend it. Mybookie.ag is the place to score serious cash on your sports predictions. Holidays are just around the corner. Parties, gifts, spending, football, basketball, hockey, baseball, everything. Mybookie.ag, they've got in-game live betting. Great prop bets on every sport. Money line, side, or total. Bet whatever you want. Super fast payouts. Again, backdoor. If you type in the code backdoor, one word, BACKDOOR, to activate an offer of up to 50% bonus on mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
Quick note, I was checking this morning, and the bonus is still 100 with promo code backdoor, but that will be changing, if not today, then very quickly. So this is your last chance to get that 100% bonus.
Today's Thursday, October 26th, just for the record. So if you're listening after that, sorry. On to the NHL. Dylan.
Your Golden Knights.
Dude, we're really doing it, man.
The Las Vegas Knights, 7-1-0 currently.
As a proud, lifelong Golden Knights fan, I couldn't be happier.
I'm really happy for you.
Thanks, man.
As a lifelong
record?
7-1-0.
7-1-0. We're out here.
Grabbing points left and right.
As a lifelong Preds fan, sitting at 4-3-2, I'm not worried. It's starting slow. It's early. You know, long season.
You have time to catch up.
Long season.
You're no Golden Knights, but you're above 500.
As a lifelong Flyers fan, it's really disheartening to see one of your players get Superman punched.
Dude.
And knocked the
fuck
out.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how you recover as a team when you see your guy.
How do you pull off a Superman punch in hockey skates? Never seen it.
You got to go for it. You can't have any doubt.
Unbelievable unbelievable throw. And full contact to the face, jaw, perfect throw. Great punch.
Man, that's a tough blow for the Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah.
An interesting NBA news.
We are stripped of that nickname from here on out.
You should be. That was it. It's done. An interesting NBA news. Commissioner David Stern, former Commissioner David Stern, now thinks that weed, otherwise known as marijuana or Mary Jane, should be legal for NBA players.
Off the weed.
And he means medicinally, I believe, for the record. Here's a quote. It was generally known at some point, until we tightened the rules, that a lot of our players were smoking a lot of marijuana. In fact, some of our players came to us and said, some of these guys are high coming into the game. But we began tightening it up, and at that time, people accepted the generally held wisdom that marijuana was a gateway drug, and that if you start smoking, you're liable to go on to bigger and better stuff. A couple things here. I love that he refers to the gateway drug thing. Whether or not weed is legal does not change the fact that of course it's a gateway drug. All drugs are a gateway drug. If you try a drug and you like it, you're way more likely to try other drugs and see if you like them too. That's just how drugs work. But, and I do drugs, so I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying all drugs are technically gateway drugs. I love that Stern describes them, these other drugs that you could go on to, as bigger and better.
Yeah. The term better, he probably should have left that one in the holster.
Like, if you go from weed to heroin.
This one's awesome.
But heroin.
This one's better, though.
It's better. It's hardcore, man. Way better. Also, that he openly admits that players were coming into the games high at one point before they tightened. I can only assume that's Allen Iverson.
Remember that Jailblazer team?
Yeah, those guys all smoked weed.
That was them.
They were smoking weed, possibly in the locker
room.
What
a squad.
It's just weird that Stern is out here making this proclamation about weed. Apparently, Adam Silver has said that he's very interested in the medical uses of marijuana.
I feel like James Harden, for sure, is always high.
He just looks like that. So did McGrady. He's just got those eyes, man.
Another dual lazy eye guy, Tracy McGrady.
Well, Tracy actually might have had lazy eyes. Harden just has this. They look lazy.
No, he's
Russell
stoned.
Wilson has two lazy eyes. That's
James Harden is stoned every game.
Yeah. Well, you try averaging almost a triple-double stone. It's not easy.
It works.
It's not easy.
He just got some of that good stuff for Game 6 last year against the Spurs.
Too good.
Too good.
Too good. Speaking of the Rockets and James Harden, Dan, rough loss for Philadelphia last night.
Bring that up.
Well, we have to talk about it. It was a buzzer beater in a night that was huge for Houston sports.
Do you want
to
throw down or something? Like?
No, I don't want to throw down. I'm just saying the Sixers dropped one they should have won.
That was probably the worst last minute of a basketball game in the history of the NBA.
You got to win games like that if you're Philly and you're trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's a bad loss.
That's a terrible loss. Got to trust the process, though. It's all part of it.
Part of the process is getting your dick ripped off in a buzzer-beating three-pointer.
Yeah, I mean, James Harden, I think, literally ripped off Joel Embiid's dick as he was taking
him
down.
As he was pulling him pulling him away from Eric Gordon.
Less than ideal.
Micah, producer Micah, noted Spurs enthusiast, added the note that the Spurs are 4-0 without Kawhi. I added a note that nobody cares.
Yeah, we get it. Like, the Spurs are going to win 55 games.
Yeah,
that's
not
that's what they're
newsworthy
gonna do.
At all or fun for anybody except Spurs fans. Go ahead and chime in here with a Va Spurs if you feel the
Va Spurs, Va, and shout to LaMarcus looking like the MVP out there.
Looking like his
old
self. Not MVP.
Good God.
Pump the brakes.
We've got a hotline. The Backdoor Cover hotline number is 800-392-6344. Every week on Thursday, we will play the best calls from that hotline. You can ask us a question, leave us an opinion. We don't really care. Just call the hotline. 800-392-6344. Here's the first of the three calls this week.
This is Paul from Virginia area, and hit the chimes, Micah, because we need to bring back the fucking Bone Zone, you Bone Zone bozos. All right, fuck you, Dorn. Love you, Bill. Love you, Dan. Fuck you, Ham. Bring back the goddamn Bone Zone.
All right, dude, if you want something, this is not the way to go about it.
First of all, fuck you back, sir. I don't appreciate that any. Secondly, this is the second person today that has requested a Bone Zone.
I saw somebody on Twitter requesting Bone Zone.
Someone texted me. So this is a personal friend of mine who said, give me one Bone Zone this season.
You got to be shitting me.
I'm not.
And we might give it to you. We don't know.
And let's do it next week.
What I have to keep telling him is Bill hates the Bone Zone.
No, Jared said that he's going to wait. Jared said he's going to wait till like maybe the national championship.
Oh, like it's up to him or something?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, oh, good. No, we'll just wait on Jared.
Call.
We'll just wait on J-Bone
asshole.
To come in and do it whenever he fucking pleases.
I do have a programming announcement. If you're actually someone who enjoys the Bone Zone, God help you. You'll get more of that if you subscribe to our new feed coming Friday called Grand X Labs. Jared and his other weird brother, Jeffrey, have a show coming called The Borislow Zone.
Oh.
And J-Bone and his brother you can get in their zone if that's something you want to do.
Ross, you made this observation about Borislow's name.
Yes.
It is both boring and slow.
His last name is literally the combination of the words boring and slow. Borislow. But yeah, sure, you'll get a Bone Zone at some point.
He's a special
native. Why do some of our listeners feel the need to tell Micah fuck you and fuck you to you? And
the fuck you, Dorn, has been a thing on TFM since like 2011,
okay,
legit.
Okay, I get that, but like, come on, man, still?
People say it to me in public.
Hey, yeah, I've seen it.
I have at a golf tournament.
Fuck you, dude. Yeah, it's
like, come on, man. There's kids. Like, people
said it at the PGA tour.
There's a guy trying to tee
off.
It's
like the new mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Like, I'm with my mom. We're just trying to.
It's the WGC. Dylan's there with a date. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, like, chill out.
This is big for me, though. Dude, my name's Dylan. Maybe I'm starting to turn the corner with the listener hate. I don't know.
Hey, I don't know. You and me got into the friend zone with that guy for some reason.
Haters are my motivators, though.
Yeah, next call.
Hey, backdoor cover. This is Jake. Couldn't make it through the podcast without stopping and calling. Lord of the Rings sucks. You suck, Dan. Okay, the whole they could have rode that giant bird. Is that what you said? It's a fucking eagle, Dan. It's an eagle. You're from Philadelphia. It's a goddamn eagle, Dan. Christ, you suck.
Okay.
I love the enthusiasm from that nerd who likes Lord of the Rings.
I love that Jake has been warned by Micah, please stop yelling. And he still calls in. It's like he has a phone that has more volume than any other phone in the world somehow.
Okay, it was an eagle, but he didn't dispute like the main plot hole in the entire series that they could have just rode the eagle.
But you have to admit, very funny that, especially as a guy from Philadelphia, that you couldn't. The giant bird?
It's been so long since I've seen it. Like. It's been at least a decade.
And look, if you go look up online, why didn't they just ride the eagle? Because obviously that's a question that people had. Like, wait, hold up. So they could have just ridden the eagles to Mordor and dropped the fucking ring in the first 5 minutes of the first movie? And nah, man, the eagles are like a special event. This is not some shit that you can just call on and use whenever you want.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't invent the word. You'd have to ask J.R.R. Tolkien or whatever, but...
I don't know if he's available.
He's dead.
Yeah.
What's his first name? Tolkien. J.R.R. Tolkien. Yeah, I was right. Fuck you guys. But yeah, Lord of the Rings is great. Last call.
Hey, this is Jake from St. Louis, calling for backdoor cover. I got a bit of an issue with your podcast from Monday. You guys kind of shit on Ross for saying iron ores turn into steel. Now, I'm not here to talk about the industrial process of making steel. And oh, believe me, I fucking could. But everybody knows iron is a big part of steel. Like, you ever heard of the Bessemer process? Like, read a goddamn book.
Nope.
So how's about you guys cool your tits before you go talking about the specifics of metal refinery? Just stick to your guns and talk about seaworthy mammals. Idiots.
Yeah, help yourself to a fucking science book because you sound like a goddamn retard.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I don't know anything about the metal and how to make it. I don't know anything about the steel industry.
Thank you, Jake, for calling in and defending me. It's not often that anybody takes my side, especially with Lord of the Rings and iron ore related arguments.
Where does that all come from, though? Like magma?
Liquid hot magma.
Liquid hot magma.
I have no idea.
No one knows, Dan.
We want sharks with friggin' laser beams attached to their heads.
Metal actually is I don't know how metal works. Like,
it's just in the ground?
You don't know how metal works?
No, I don't either.
Well, they grow it like a fruit.
Well, I know that's not right.
I know jet.
I know
fuel,
that it comes from the earth.
Fuel can't melt steel beams.
True, unless Pete Carroll believes otherwise. Or wait, no, that's what he believes.
Oh,
Pete Carroll believes jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
I don't want to be on.
Therefore,
side.
He believes there were explosions brought on by the United States government that brought down the towers because it couldn't have been the jet fuel. Anyway. Wow.
Was
a lot of 9/11 in this
episode.
What
was this young man's name?
Jake.
Man, fuck off, Jake. Come on, man. We don't know that shit.
No, I like Jake. Jake's a great caller.
He is. He's fantastic.
He always brings it. He's got the energy.
All right, we'll be back.
Is he a regular?
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. Jake, I'm sorry, man.
What is wrong? You're on the show.
I'm an asshole.
Pay attention
once
in a while.
I love you. I love you, Jake. Keep calling, man. Do your thing.
Next week on Monday, here's your tease. We told you we'd tease you. Now we're going to do it. We're just going to touch you
just
a little.
Just a big old tease, Bill.
Hopefully Houston wins all three games at home and closes out the World Series. But that's very unlikely. Let's just be honest here. Unlikely that the Astros win three games in a row at home. As good as they've been at home, undefeated at home, the fucking Dodgers are fantastic. We talked about how stacked their lineup is. It would be very surprising to me if they were able to win this thing 4-1. Game six would be Tuesday. So we will obviously be talking about the World Series games that happened between now and Monday. Wait, there's a game Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Dude, I'm going to be... This is... Damn. That's a lot.
It's a busy weekend for you.
Whew. Shit. Well, yeah, game six would be Tuesday, so Monday we'll be talking about the three games that have happened between now and then.
I love that we're mid-show and Micah is just out here retweeting people.
He doesn't care.
Mid-show.
He doesn't listen to us. He doesn't listen to us at all. We'll also be talking about the NFL games that went down over the weekend. Like we said, we'll make picks on Monday Night Football. We'll highlight everything that went down in college football this weekend as well. What else? Maybe some other cool shit will happen we don't even know about. Just a fucking surprise, you know? We'd really appreciate it if you enjoy the show, that you went on iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating. Write a review. Please write a review. We need more reviews. We haven't eaten in weeks. We don't get paid unless you write reviews, believe it or not. Any shouts? Shouts to George Springer, dude. That's some man shit right there. You have to, and Jose Altuve. You got to have giant testicles to strike out 4 times in a game and then come out and mash a homer. That was just man shit.
Shouts to my Golden Knights, who are just killing it on the ice. I've never been
you
prouder.
You haven't watched a single fucking game,
I've never
game,
been prouder of a team.
Shouts to my youngest son, Carson Wentz.
Dude, you're doing it. The Eagles are doing it.
I don't know what to think anymore because, like, I've never had a quarterback this good in my life. I've never had anything this good in my life.
I might fuck around and get a Golden Knights Stanley Cup tattoo.
Okay.
Just says 2017. Oh, you don't think I'm going to do that?
Were you getting it calf?
I don't know yet, man.
Okay.
You got a tongue? Sure. Or you can get one of those lip tats.
Maybe like my forearm right here.
Shouts to Justin Verlander, undefeated as a Houston Astro. Shouts to his fiance, Kate Upton, and her giant cans.
Still fiance?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Still fiance. Yeah.
I feel like that's been a while. It's been a long
time.
He's
a busy guy. Yeah. Busy guy.
She's ride or die, though.
I can't stop thinking about that photo of him. The mirror in selfie the they took of him and no, turned to the side where it's like his ass and her ass and like one of her giant knockers just hanging there in the wind. Anyway.
Knockers, he says.
I've been thinking about that a lot. Go to manoutfitters.com. Like we said, October 31st is the last day to use the code SPORTS and get 10% off your entire order, SPORTS, at checkout. Type it in. Get 10% off your whole order on manoutfitters.com. Stock up for fall, winter, holidays, whatever. I don't know. Get on there, manoutfitters.com. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow us on Instagram at Backdoor Cover Podcast. Follow me, Ross Bolin, on all social media at WR Bolin. Dan, where can you be followed?
Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat, and Dan_Regester on Twitter.
What about you, Dylon?
Twitter and Instagram, it is at DChevery, ChEverE.
4 non-consecutive E's for those who are counting.
Correct.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back Monday. It's going to be a really great show.
Bye.